Club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Yo, you are now tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory here live from UBC's campus. Honestly, if you are like, you know what, Issa, this episode sounds weird. I'm going to let you know just right now, I can't hear myself in the headphones. And you know, sometimes we go through technical difficulties, but if you follow my story on Instagram at thenotorious.l.a.t.e, you'll know, listen, we've been doing this for such a long time that whether it's technical difficulties, listen, there's some days when my computer dies. There's days where my computer is fine, but, you know, maybe I the computer here hasn't worked. I mean, there's so many things, like the SAM hasn't worked. The internet's been down. Listen, but you know what? I'm here. You're here. Listen, we got a community going every Thursday at 7 a.m. We're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh territories here, live from Pacific Spirit Park, the most western part of the peninsula, also the most special part of the peninsula. I wouldn't say the most sacred, but a very, you know, sacred space here at CITR. And listen, I'm just one of the programmers, one of the many programmers here that comes up and not only shares, you know, a little bit of CITR's flavor, but also, I mean, if you listen to radio in Vancouver, you know that definitely, like, we rail against the 1% a lot, but this is the 1%. Listen, you're like in the 1% of the audience, and this is 1% of radio, because radio here in Vancouver's trash. And listen, we're just trying to do our part to make it a little better. If you've never listened to the show before, we got a lot to talk about today. Not only. Oh wow. I don't know if you heard my wow, but the sound just came on in my headphones. So you know, it's like the spirit knew that we needed to acknowledge it. But if you never listened to the show before, what we do here is we talk a little bit about what's going on here in BC, what's going on in Vancouver, particularly what's going on in Canada, what's going on in our neighbors down south. We particularly have a lot of news coming from global sector because, listen, I don't know if you've heard, but shit is going down. And I don't know how you feel, but I'm kind of looking forward to see what happens. Like, when Ebola was out, I feel like, and we're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus, but when Ebola was out, I was kind of scared. Like, I was scared of Ebola because people were bleeding from their eyes. Like, you don't understand. Like, with coronavirus, I feel like, you know, you get sick, you fall asleep, maybe you cough a lot. And then you die. Like, I haven't heard, you know, I've heard, I mean, there's obviously been deaths, and, you know, rest in peace to those people and peace to those families who've experienced, you know, loss from the virus. Ebola was something that felt totally different. Like, when I saw people walking in those hazmat suits and people were talking about how people were bleeding from their eyes to death and shitting themselves to death, it's just a little different. You know, you catch my drift, just a little different. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. We're going to talk a lot about it in the show. You know, sometimes we have some guests on here. Sometimes those guests are my friends. Sometimes they're just really smart people who I feel like you have things that the world needs to talk about. There is no shortage of smart people, particularly here in Vancouver, that deserve more time to, you know, have their stories heard and their work elevated. So if you are one of those people, or maybe you know one of those people, listen, tell them to reach out to me. We haven't had a guest on here in a while, and would be swell. With that being said, you know, we like to start off here with the weather. Yesterday was a beautiful day. I'll tell you a little bit about my day yesterday. I feel like it goes within the theme of the show. Today it'll be rainy. 90% chance of precipitation. Get your umbrellas out. Friday, Saturday will be sunny a little bit. Sunday, very sunny, but also a little chilly at nighttime. Monday, sunny, and then you know what? It's raining again. We're back in the season where it's like, you know, we had a little bit of sun, like just enough to tease you for the summertime, but the days are starting to get longer. Like, you're starting to feel the days get longer. Like, it's not just, you know, oh, you know, the sun's out past 5 o'clock. It's right now it's 7 o'clock, and you normally it will be pitch black outside, but you can start to see the light. You know, when it's 6:30, 7 o'clock, you can start to feel the light. You know, people's moods are getting better. Like, we're getting out of that seasonal depression. Thank you. Thank you to the Earth's rotation. That's who I thank. But anyways, if you've ever listened to the show before, you know what we talk about here. There are kind of several themes that go into Vancouver news and, you know, what's going on here. And this is a show that gets you informed. I want to make that clear. Like, you will be better informed after an hour of listening to the show. One, you might know where some sex offenders are at in your neighborhood, which is just, that's just price of admission right there. And then, boom, then you're like, the weather, Jesus Christ, he says, stop. And then you hear about the news, what's going on. You know, we talk about cannabis, weed. We talk about drugs, homelessness, housing, which are all pretty much the same. Well, not the same, but they're all related. Then we talk about protests. We talk about pipelines. We talk about, you know, politics. So you want to be better informed. I know, listen, cuffing season is almost over. You MFers will be back on the prowl. But listen, when you're on the prowl, listen, you have to differentiate yourself. You're like, you know what? How do I differentiate myself? How do I make myself sound a little bit more interesting than I am? And how do I become that interesting person that I want to be? You know what? You tell them you listen to community radio. You'll be like, yeah, I get up at 7 a.m. on Thursdays to listen to Off the Beaten Path. Boom, that's three things. You wake up early, you listen, you're part of the community, and you are well-informed. Boom, I just made you dateable. If you don't think that's worth the price of admission, I'm sorry. But you know what? You're here already. If you live downtown, or maybe you live in the Vancouver metro area, you may have been aware of people walking around with big-ass yellow buttons on their jackets. Me, I was one of those people doing the homeless count 2020. I was introduced to this by one of my colleagues. Shout out to her. I won't put her name on the radio because maybe she doesn't want to be public. Anyway, shout out to her. So she introduced us to this, I wouldn't say an event, but this practice that Metro Vancouver has where they go out and really hold a survey so that they can try to find out, you know, how to best allocate services for homeless people. And it was very interesting because they pair you, what happens is they pair you with a stranger. I'm letting you know, so 2021, you can be a part of this. They pair you with a stranger, and what you do is you go around Metro to a particular location, and you meet people who are housing vulnerable, and you talk to them about, you go through a survey and you talk to them about, you know, some of the things going on in their lives and in their housing situation, how long they've been homeless. And what one thing that I learned yesterday, and I say I learned, but I think that's the right word, because you never really fully understand, but you know, you can only learn and try to update your understanding more and more. But what you find out is that, one, homelessness can happen to anybody. You know, you don't have to be addicted to drugs to be homeless. You don't have to be, you know, mentally ill to be homeless. You can be smart and not addicted to drugs, or smart and addicted to drugs, and homelessness can affect you the same. You can be homeless for your whole life, or you can be newly homeless in your 50s. You know, so when we talk a lot about the issues that the homelessness are dealing with, just understand that you or one of your loved ones could be homeless. And just a few things have to go wrong in your life to be homeless. Like me, I say a few is like three or more. It could just be a couple. You know what I mean? It could just be a couple of things that go wrong and you can find yourself in that type of situation. So these types of things are important. With that being said, when you volunteer, please don't walk up to homeless people and just be like, hey, are you homeless? Can I talk to you for a second? That is 100% not the way to talk to somebody. It's so degrading. You are missing out on the humanity of this individual. Like, I met an individual yesterday, and from the outside, you would have said, wow, I'm not even sure this person is going to be able to give me the information. And I say that because that was my first thought. Like, I am not, also, I want to make it clear. Like, so when we talk about bias and we talk about the things that are going on here on the show, because we do dive deep into those things, you just, like, I'm not devoid of those things either. So, no, I have biases that I work to overcome. And you have biases that you should be working to overcome. Anyway, so talk to this man. Walk up to him and you're like, hey, you know, just thinking about how can you help? How can we, you know, engage in this conversation? And then after after maybe 1 or 2 minutes into the conversation, I realize that I'm like, wow, this man is very smart. And we had a conversation about that. And he's just like, yeah, I just got addicted to drugs. And now I'm here. And that fully self-aware, like smart, but then also understanding the levels of how addiction can control your life and where you're at. Even when you do have family around, because that was one of the things as people talk about homelessness as, you know, it's when you just don't have any family. It's like, no, this man has family around. He has his faculties. He's smart. He's just addicted to drugs, and it's leading him into this life, and it's sad. And it can happen to anybody. So, like, he became homeless in his 40s, and that was when the drugs took over his life. And you're like, man, that's rough. And then also him talking through the ways of how to try to navigate the government to try to make his life a little easier, like the things he doesn't have access to and the resources he wishes he had access to. It was just very interesting. So anyways, that takes place in the springtime. They do it every year. You should go check it out. Also, one more thing before we move on to some BC news. If you are an individual, and you are an individual, you are only one singular person, maybe, unless you are two-spirited, maybe. But most of all, you're probably just one person. When you get taught some cultural knowledge, I feel like maybe this is, I'm speaking maybe to a particular subset of listeners, you know, people who are new to a culture, who get introduced to a culture, like maybe a food, or maybe something like we learned about the use of tobacco in some indigenous communities. So let's say you learn about tobacco, right? Let's say you're really excited about learning about how tobacco is used spiritually within these communities. It is 100% okay to not walk up to every indigenous person that you see and tell them and ask them what this tobacco means. Now, you say that and you're like, you know what, Issa, I would never do that. And I'm like, you know what, you probably wouldn't. But yesterday, this is what I saw. So what happens is at the homeless count, which I hate that they call it a homeless count, because it's like it makes you feel like you are dehumanizing people just into a singular number. But anyways, they have an First Nations elder come in and talked about the importance of understanding status of the individuals of the First Nations individuals here in the area, and the respect for the land, and also spiritual practices that we practice so that we can show our gratitude for talking, you know, for getting these people to talk with us. And so one thing they teach you about is the tobacco. And so you understand that this is, you know, something cultural. However, what I witnessed yesterday was white people going up to indigenous people or anybody and being so excited about sharing this new information that they got that they completely forgot that nobody wants to hear you teach them about their culture. Simple as that. That's all I got to say. When we get back, listen, I got a lot of BC news for you. We have a lot of things going on, particularly a UBC student finds a planet, and someone else dies of the coronavirus in Washington State. Also, coronavirus here in BC. Listen, you are going to want to make sure that you know what the F is going on in your community. We'll be right back.
I'm about to fuck up the whole city, but I thought you should know. Self on D&D, this dick ain't feed my dividends low. When a kamikaze, I go crazy for dough. Stupid ape up in your venue, bout to fuck up your show. Hey, bitch, I'm busting out the Fiat, need my re-up for show. But that Louis Pro Club hoodie fashion week is a no. Hey, I might slide just to flex, use a flop with the shit. Got the woadies in the whip, trunk stuffed with the clip. Timmy Tila, nigga, wishing on a meal. Small talk with my family, they keep asking about my deal. I need feed my granny, fuck your Grammy, I'm on tilt. I did this off balance, cause my talent is so skilled. Rolling big body, I kick my foot through your dough. I get the wave and that semi, pack up that Delphi with dope. Not a scratch on my Nina, my nigga smoking sativa. I turn the Mazda to Beamer, that bitch is boof, I don't need her. I turn a boof to a steamer, left the norm in a fever. Me no sleepy, I'm wide open, the fuck up you divas. I got a feeling that lie, niggas gon' try to deceive me. Me not tripping, got God with me, these prayers are scheming. Drop that ass to the floor, mop it up, then I go. Left the crib with no ears, I came right back in with dough. Drop that ass to the floor, mop it up, then I go. Left the crib with no ears, I came back cracking with more. I'm about to fuck up the whole city, but I thought you should know. Self on D&D, this dick ain't feed my dividends low. With a kamikaze, I go crazy for dough. Stupid ape up in your venue, bout to fuck up your show. Hey, bitch, I'm busting out the Fiat, need my re-up for show. But that Louis Pro Club hoodie fashion week is a no. Hey, I might slide just to flex, use a flop with the shit. Got the woadies in the whip, trunk stuffed with the clip.
Back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR's radio. I'm your host, East Arian. Listen, if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. It's Women's History Month. Don't forget it. It's a very interesting month. I don't know. It, you know, today's Thursday. We just had Super Tuesday in the United States. And it's very interesting and telling that, you know, how little credence we give to the idea that maybe a woman could lead the United States. And so what you see is that, you know, what you see saw on Tuesday was kind of sad because Elizabeth Warren is a great, great presidential candidate. But you know what? This radio show is a progressive backing radio show. So, you know, whether it's Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, we're going to vote for them. Joe Biden, listen, if Joe Biden is a Democratic candidate, I'm not going to vote. And that's on that. No more sound in my headphones. So if I sound funny, you know what? Just know that, listen, just trust me and just listen, we'll just work it out. Maybe you can call in and you can put your half on the show. So a UBC astronomy student finds 17 new possible planets and one may have water. Michelle Kunimoto, she found these planets while doing her PhD research. And University of British Columbia is one of the elite research universities in the world, so I'm not surprised. These planets look to be huge, and if they have water, I'm sure that our future selves, human selves, will find a way to ruin it. Like, one of the things I don't understand is that why we spend so much time looking for other planets to ruin. Like, we have done a horrible job on this one. Why do we think that we should subject that planet and maybe the people who are living on that planet to us? That's one thing I feel like the most arrogant part about human beings is the fact that, like, we think that we deserve to live into eternity. And we really feel like, we really don't feel like anything else deserves that. I mean, we do have people on this earth who do care about the world, the ecosystems, the animals and the flora and fauna that make up these ecosystems, the bacteria and the bugs and the insects that make up these ecosystems. We do have people who care about them. However, those people are poor and broke and don't have any power. And so the people who have money and they have power and they like setting shit on fire and they like digging things out of the earth, those people Don't care. They don't care about it. But anyways, shout out to Michelle. She found out, found another planet. And that's great news. That's great news. So when the coronavirus takes over us all, leaves us with just a few people on the planet left, they put themselves in a rocket ship. They have a place to go. It's great. So the, I think when, it's very interesting because, like, you know, I mean, we were joking about Ebola earlier, earlier in the show, and we joked about it last year, and me and my friends, we've been joking about Ebola since, I don't know, 1996. Like, Ebola was never really funny, you know? Just like, I don't feel like the coronavirus is pretty funny, but I feel like at least people took Ebola serious, and I feel like if they probably took it more serious, one, just because people were bleeding out of their eyes. Like, I don't think you guys understand just how that sounds or looks. I never even watch. I mean, it's scary. Anyways, and people were dying in like a day. So, you know what? I think we were talking about this at work. Like, one of the things that helped, I said that helped, you know, the human population and, you know, was about Ebola was that people were dying so fast that the disease couldn't spread from person to person. But with the coronavirus is that people are, living with this virus in their body for weeks and weeks, infected and infecting the people around them before the symptoms even show up. So, you know, I could have coronavirus right now just talking to you on the radio and never know. You know, this radio show could be coronavirus. You guys could be getting it through your ears. I don't think that's how it works. But one thing I've learned is that growing up and really like reading WebMD or reading, the backside of any medicines that you ever have, or just reading the internet and, you know, learning about some diseases or, you know, some viruses and bacteria is that doctors really don't know shit. They don't know, definitely don't know as much as you think they do. And when they give you medicine, they're just kind of hoping and wishing. You know, like, for the most part, they understand that some things work, how they work, but it's a lot of hoping and wishing going on. And so here in BC, we've had 13 cases of coronavirus. One is in critical condition. And it's very interesting. I think this was mentioned last week on the show. But when people talk about, like, oh, you know, well, only old people and sick people are dying of coronavirus. And yeah, that might be true. But why don't you care about old people or sick people? You know what I mean? Like, that's, it makes you sound pretty cold when you say that. You know, and also when you feel like you might be immune or invincible to something, you obviously do less to stop it. And so if you are doing less and you're committing, you are contributing to the death of some elderly, some people, somebody's grandparents, or maybe just some old person. And that's messed up, man, or woman. You know what? So 6 people have died in Washington. 13 people have it in BC. Now, those numbers sound quite small, but who knows? Maybe I'll be doing this show from Vancouver Island or Salt Spring soon because it will have taken over. Anyways, the Green Rush seems to be over. So the Green Rush, I don't know if you guys are familiar, with the economic term of the stimulus that has happened with the legalization of cannabis. But Canopy Growth has cut 500 jobs in BC and closed 2 greenhouses, one here in BC and one in Ontario. And I feel like this is the beginning of something we're probably going to see over and over, is that, when I think it's 2017, when we've seen a lot of these cannabis companies spring up, there was such an uncertainty about demand and how the government was going to use this. So in 2020, a few years later, especially 2 years after we've seen legalization, what you've seen is like a more return to normalcy. And hopefully, these supply cuts don't increase the price of weed because it's already just a little expensive. It's already just a little expensive. So I think Canopy, this might be the first of many, but I would suggest, I think that, you know, this is probably, you know, one of those canary in the coal mines. I don't think, obviously, cannabis industry is not going anywhere, but it looks like to be consolidating and at least understanding about, having a better understanding about what the projections are actually going to look like when they come back. We talked a little bit about the coronavirus, but I feel like it's a little, maybe it might be a little more serious than we even suspect, because TED 2020, so which is normally April here in Vancouver, I don't know if you're familiar with TED Talks, but they do those things where they talk about ideas, people, they talk about just, you know, mindfulness, and I'm sure that would be a big theme in 2020. And so they do that here in Vancouver, and that's being moved until maybe late summer, or maybe going to be done all internet-based, which I think would be cool if they could. I feel like they should probably use a studio, and this is free game for TED Talk. Use a studio, maybe make some, you know, holograms, because TED is about the future. And so global pandemics are not only our past and our present, but I feel like, you know, as those ice caps melt and they release those ancient diseases across the world, you know, it might be the future. So, you know, if they find a way to make like a cool virtual reality hologram, maybe, you know, some, I don't know, augmented reality, I think that would be very interesting. And they should try it. Anyways. But like South by Southwest is canceling. There's a lot of other conferences, like a lot of big, big companies are canceling conferences. There's a cruise ship that's ported outside of San Francisco. There's cruise liners in Japan that are going out of business already. Listen, if you go on a cruise ship, I don't want to say you deserve to die, because that's pretty harsh, and I would never say that. But cruise ships are just cesspools of disease and bacteria and gross gluttony that you have to think, like, after going on a cruise from that 2018, I don't know if you guys remember that, where they were stuck out in sea for like 40 days or something like that. And if that didn't scare you from getting on a cruise for the rest of your life, maybe this will. When we get back, we're going to talk about the world's worst grandfather. And that's really, I mean, listen, when I talk about the story, you're really going to be like, damn, this grandfather is trash. But that's it. All right, let me get back.
Love, peace, and prosperity. God grant us the longevity. I live a street life and I sing a melody. They want to see me go mad and lose my sanity. Love, peace, and prosperity. God grant us the longevity. I live a street life and I sing a melody. They want to see me go mad and lose my sanity. You know me, I'm the alpha. Call up my nigga like, yo, brother, how far? I greet you with my right hand, cause that's my culture. Run from Raleigh. Duck from roller, put the shanty underneath the sofa. How you so close yet so far? I can see more, I'm getting older. Since I was young, I've been a loner. I'm switching gears. The man been sleeping for years, they in a coma. Smell the aroma, stoner. Pass me the mash, make you bring it to the owner. Pass me the cash, I need all the payola. It ain't over till I say it's over. I cut true, Sun Tzu, not Casanova. But you gave me your heart, your organ donor. You say you're not like it, but you love it, don't you? Your mama told you stay far, why you coming closer?
Love, peace, and prosperity. God grant us the longevity.
I live a street life and I sing a melody. They want to see me go mad and lose my sanity.
Love, peace, and prosperity. God grant us the longevity.
I live a street life and I sing a melody. They want to see me go mad and lose my sanity.
You say you don't like it, but you love it, don't you? You feel the energy when you come around it. Girl love me and they scream and they shout it. I'm on this thing and they know I'm about it. I always got the best product on the market. Your forehead had a bullseye and a target.
I save a couple bills, but I still rust it. I can't put all my eggs in one basket. I wake up and I lock and load it. Even when I didn't do it, they say I'm a culprit. Even when I don't try, they say that I'm sold it. I was looking at your block and I come and I soak it. Come home and put my finger on the shelf. All the sexy ladies, big up yourself. All these little niggas chatting up their mouth. I just say a little prayer when I leave my house.
Love, peace and prosperity. God grant us the longevity. I live a street life and I sing a melody. They want to see me go mad and lose my sanity.
Love, peace and prosperity. God grant us the longevity.
I live a street life and I sing a melody. They want to see me go mad and lose my sanity.
You're back at All The Bean Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, if you are in the Vancouver area, and listen, you want to go to a cool party, listen, check out Fortune Sound Club today. You got Leah McFly hosting. It's like Chocolate Drip Day. They have a different world themed party tonight. At Fortune, it's starting at 9. You should go check it out. Dress up if you got a fit that maybe you wanted to wear. Maybe you want to bust it out. You're like, you know what? Black History Month just gone on. It was just too short because, even though we had an extra day, you're like, I didn't get, everything I needed out of it. I need just one more day. Listen, and you bust out your 90s attire and check out the party. Also, if you like Leah McFly, or maybe you haven't heard of her and you're like, you know what? I want to hear about more cool women creatives here in Vancouver. Check out our episode from Tuesday. One, we got a great mix on crimesandtreasons.com. But also, two, Jamal Steele's interviewed Leah on. And we got to talk a little bit about how she's trying to bring a little East Coast flavor to BC. Check it out. Anyways, the world's worst grandfather. So, in what city was this? In the Grand Prairie, a boy basically was given $10 worth of raffle tickets, and he decided on which prize he wanted to put his raffle tickets in. So he picked the prize pictured in a photograph, and he won. There were flavors like chocolate fondue, vanilla chai that caught his eye, and he won the basket. Now, my question is, what 8-year-old looks at vanilla chai and is like, you know what? I would love some vanilla chai in the morning. Or, that's not a very kid-like flavor. I could see chocolate fondue, how that might entice you. But anyways, so he won the raffle, which was in a Dawson's Creek hockey tournament, and his grandfather took away his prize and then also made a big fuss about how the prize was awful because instead of winning actual chocolate fondue or actual vanilla chai, they missed the big-ass pot leaf sign on the raffle prize, and Keith Rettle, who's the grandfather, made him give it back and then also complained that $200 worth of pot was too much for an 8-year-old to win at a raffle ticket. And I was reading this and I'm like, you know what? I understand. Maybe you shouldn't raffle off weed at a kid's hockey tournament. But they raffle off alcohol at the same tournament and nobody's ever complained about little kid winning alcohol. It's okay that there's wine and alcohol to be raffled, but weed, it's too big of a deal because hockey moms drink wine, but they don't smoke weed. And so normally when I like look at these types of things where there's a big fuss, I can readily see the issue amongst I'm like, you should have been able to see that ahead of time. But these organizers, I can definitely empathize with the idea that, like, they're like, no, women smoke weed. These hockey moms smoke weed. these hockey moms definitely drink wine. Like, you know, if we could put some pills in there, we might be able to get some nice raffle tickets on that. Because, you know, they you know, I don't want to get too far, tell all the hockey moms secrets. But, you know, they're out here in these streets. So don't let them fool you. And if you are a hockey mom, you know, because I know you're probably waking up early, taking your kids. You might be listening to some community radio. You know, I'm not judging you for your indulging in, you know, the things that you like to indulge in. But listen, we all know what that is. I didn't even know hockey mom was like an insult or not even an insult, but like a way to classify an individual until I moved to Canada. You'll hear that if you're a dude hanging out with other dudes, they talk about girls and they say that girl's like a hockey mom, and it's kind of a weird thing. But it just means it should take care of you. But it's also like, that's weird. Like, I don't know why you would classify people like. Anyways, if my grandfather, rest in peace, he would definitely not have he wouldn't have complained. He probably would have just taken it and found some use for it. But Reddo is unsatisfied, and I can see in the future that there's going to be a lot of hockey moms and a lot of hockey dads who were like, you know what, maybe we should kick this grandfather out of the group because had the little kid not won it, the prize would have probably went to someone who enjoyed it. But also, who let the kid put the raffle tickets into the weed anyways? Sounds like bad supervision to me. And so since we're on, not since we're only on Women's History Month, one of the things that's very important, so we talked a little bit about homeless earlier with the homeless count, but also it's Women's History Month. And so one of the things that I learned I didn't want to dismiss, is that over 19,000 times a month, women are turned away from shelters. There is a story on CBC that will really help you understand just how these situations of women being turned away from shelters. I think it happens over 162 times a day. One, because they don't have enough space, and two, these facilities are not equipped to help women and families. But there's a story on CBC about how this woman called the police on her husband because he was abusing her and her kids. And so she called the police, and she left the house, and the police she got in her car, she drove away, she called the police, she tried to get them to contact the shelter and try to help her find at least a place to stay because she didn't feel safe in her home. And basically, after calling around to many, many different shelters, they could not find a place for her to go. So she had to return back to her house with her abusive husband. And so, as you can see clearly, that is something that needs to be addressed. Because people shouldn't be subjected to those types of situations when there is ample resources and there's an opportunity to really understand just how people need help. And so since it's Women's History Month, there's so many places where you can make donations to, because I'll have a list for you next week on Thursday, but you know, that shouldn't be happening. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what else shouldn't be happening and how privilege works in the Ivy League when we are back.
Been on them diamonds lately, yet I'm feeling up now. I just need my luck in me, should I fill it up now? He won't ever quit, why he still hit my line though? Said this is it, why he wasting my time for? I'm a bad bitch, fuck with me, I'll dead it if you do. Pop another pill, I'm in the mood. Cop another eight ball to my face, I'm on the moon. Can't give it up now. I've been feeling
feeling heavy, guess I'm running out of luck now. Really wishing that you gave a fuck now. Got a couple bad habits, but I'm more than enough now. Everything is made to die, baby. And I'm sorry if it made you cry, baby. Pop a pill and get high, baby. I'm okay, I've been getting by, baby. You're all that's on my mind now, baby. And I'm sorry if I got a little crazy. But I need you on my side now, baby. I know I lie, but only you could ever save me. I don't want it, but I need it, that release. Doing drugs, cause it's all that brings me peace. He don't love me, he just fucked me for the feel. I don't love him, I just fucking get these feelings in for real. I'm a smooth spoon, call it done, you a top up, but really I'm a tipper. Round up all whole shit, I'm packing it up. I need the space, this shit fucking me up. I know you're hurt, you've been stuck in a rut. I just been missing when we were in love. Yeah, I'm off a perk now. Been a while since you left, yeah, I can't feel the hurt now. Wishing we could really make it work now. Was all up in your head, babe, you put me in the dirt now. Everything is made to die, baby. And I'm sorry if it made you cry, baby. Pop a pill and get high, baby. Yeah, I'm okay, I've been getting by, baby. You're all that's on my mind now, baby. And I'm sorry if I got a little crazy. But I need you on my side now, baby. I know I lie, but only you could ever save me. Everything is made to die, baby. Sorry if I made you cry, baby. Pop a pill and get high, baby. Yeah, I'm okay, I've been getting by, baby. You're all that's on my mind now, baby. And I'm sorry if I got a little crazy. But I need you on my side now, baby. I know I lie, but only you could ever save me.
Back at All The Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver radio station. Listen, we've been doing this a long time, so like you can go through the archives and you're like, you know what, I wonder what was going on, you know, on October, you know, 22nd, 2017. I promise you, you can go back and you can tune in. And not only will you be introduced to some new music, but you're like, you know what, I cannot believe that we are still talking about, you know, the need to find proper resources for people. It is shameful, to be honest. Anyways. So, talk about a level of privilege that probably anybody listening to the show probably doesn't have. And also, what idiots. So, these people, so there were students in Princeton. Several students banded together and released an op-ed expressing disappointment towards last week's announcement that Marshawn Lynch would be their senior class day speaker. Now, I'm not going to read this whole letter. I'm just going to read the first paragraph and then the last one, the intro, the outro. We wish to express our thoughts on the choice of class day speaker for 2020 and propose improvements that could be made to the speaker selection process as seniors. We have been looking forward to the speaker announcement for months. Many of us were disappointed when we saw that this year's speaker was to be Marshawn Lynch, mainly because we did not feel it included the process by which the speaker was nominated. It undoubtedly true, no single speaker can strike a connection with every senior on campus, and there will be thus inevitably be a subset of seniors who are disappointed every year. However, we believe that reforming the nomination process, yada, 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 yada. Anyways, I don't know if you've ever heard Marshawn Lynch speak, but there are few people who really speak truth, speak to themselves like in a true way, and also speak truths in their own language like Marshawn Lynch. These people were hoping for Senator Cory Booker or somebody like that. They're mad that Marshawn Lynch said, I'm just here so I won't get fined. And what I'm going to say is that these people are losers. And which makes me really nervous, because when you think about Ivy League, you think about Princeton, you think about, like, these are the people who are going to be in the positions of power, you know, running our great institutions that we have, not only just in the United States, but all around the world. Like, these people travel, and they're herbs. And not only are they herbs, but they're losers. Listen, Marshawn Lynch, just he gave a speech at the Rookie Symposium just a few this is an interview, but I'm sure he's probably given it at the Rookie Symposium, where he talks about taking care of your chickens, taking care of your mentals, taking care of your body. You know what I mean? Like, talking to athletes as a former running back, someone who's never spent a dime of his NFL check, only spends endorsement checks, gives back to his community, is so in his community that if you walk in Oakland, you can see him walking around at his store, just walking, you know, just like being a man of the people, being what these people wish that they were, having the influence that they wish they had, and they express disappointment. And I'm disappointed in all of these Princeton students. And I feel like I can extrapolate that disappointment into Ivy League students in general. Anyways, you can probably imagine what these students look like. I'm disappointed in you guys. If they listen to the show, listen, I'm disappointed. Also, I don't know, like, has everybody here, I mean, everybody listens to this radio show, you've graduated from something. Have you graduated from something? And I 100% guarantee that even if the off chance that you remember who spoke at your graduation, I 100% guarantee that you don't know anything that they said. There's not a single memorable quote that they said. And this Marshawn Lynch speech would have many, many memorable quotes. I guarantee it. Like, I, at my graduation, the voice of The Simpsons, so the woman who did Bart, did Lisa. I think she did Marge. I think she did, like, Mo. I think she did, like, Barney. She did, like, 50% of the voices. She graduated from OU. She spoke at our graduation. Guess what? I don't remember shit, except for the fact that she does the voices for The Simpsons, which is awesome. But anything she told me that day, I don't remember. One, I was hammered. Two, it was graduation. All I could think about was leaving that place. I wasn't trying to squeeze out just a little bit, just like the tiniest bit of more information from this lady. You know, from my graduation, I was like, I had already invested 4 years at this university. Why am I trying to squeeze just the tiniest 20 minutes out? It didn't make any sense. And I'm sure my friends feel the same way. But if you have Marshawn Lynch, I guarantee that'll be a lot more memorable. Silly. Yeah. So, you know how we talked a little bit about how this grandfather was the worst grandfather ever? Well, these aren't grandparents, but these are real parents. And I'm gonna let you decide whether you think that these parents are better than his grandparent or worse. So, to try to get their 11-year-old to stop playing Grand Theft Auto all day, what they did was that they decided it might be a good idea to actually let their 11-year-old drive the car. And this was only noticed when the Lancashire police decided to pull over this a kid behind the wheel, because they said that he looked too young to be driving an actual car. And his parents were tired of him driving cars and video games all day, so they thought it would be a good idea to give him a real one. Now, I don't know if that's better or worse. Like, I mean, that's at least some creative parenting. You know what I mean? Like, get your kid outside. Let him play some Grand Theft Auto. But kids seem to be getting... like, it's very interesting, because as I've gotten a little older, what you hear is that you're like, damn, kids are on the tablet too much. And I remember specifically being one of those kids who's on video games, and then parents being like, kids on the video game too much. And I'm like, man, these kids need to get outside. And I really sound like a parent, even though I don't have any kids. The problem is that when kids go outside, they are getting arrested. So not only are you getting arrested for driving a car, there were 10-year-olds who were playing Fortnite outside with toy guns. And a passerby called the police and the police arrested him for a class 5 felony charge of menacing. And like, while I'm happy that he didn't get murdered by the police like Tamir Rice in Cleveland in 2014, her 10-year-old son, Gavin, was arrested and had a stiff charge slapped on him. Now, which is crazy because the driver called the police after their Nerf guns fired. Actually, their Nerf guns didn't even fire. It didn't even hit the car. Like, I threw a rock at a car one time, and if I would have got arrested for that, it would have been very deserved. You know, the statute of limitations are over with, but we were at a birthday party, and we just thought it would be a good idea, but it wasn't. They were just pointing their toy guns at cars in Texas and shooting each other and riding around playing cops and robbers, and basically, they were arrested for being outside, because that's what kids do. You go outside with your Nerf guns, you play around, and you are... Especially after people complain about kids being inside the house all day, if you can't even go outside and play a fake Fortnite, why not stay inside? Seems silly. These are two consumer brands where you're going to be like, you know what? I was right on both of them. One, a black-owned business called The Honey Pot, which was deemed racist after her commercial was targeted towards black women. Somebody called her product racist. And then you know what? Then her product sold out. So, you know, it only shows that the canceling, you can only punch up with canceling people. You can't punch down. So if you thought that you were going to be able to get this honeypot product off of the shelves out of Target and, you know, out of other retailers by punching down at this black woman and calling her product racist, you lose. I have seen a lot of my friends actually go to the store to try to buy it and not been able to. So shout out to B. Dixon and the Honey Pot team for, you know, one, carrying the torch in Black History Month, because, it was looking rough there in the last few days. Yeah. Anyways, if you thought that your Apple iPhone was slowing down as a new model was coming out, and you're like, you know what, I know this is a conspiracy, and people told you you were crazy, you can say that you are not crazy, because Apple is paying $500 million in a settlement for slowing down older iPhones because it was proven true. So, like, that's something that I think is that, like, I don't know if we get enough credit. I don't know if we get enough when conspiracy theories are proven right. Us conspiracy theorists don't get enough credit, because, listen, we've been carrying the water for you people for years. And only after years and years of due diligence and tireless arguing with people on the internet are you vindicated by something like this, like a lawsuit. So next time you see a conspiracy theorist in the streets, or maybe you're arguing one on the internet, you know what? Just take a moment out to thank them for making your life a little better. And with that, we are out. Listen, thank you for being a part of the community and being a part of the show. Stay tuned. Every Thursday, we do this from 7 to 8 a.m. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and I'm out. Have a great weekend.